Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
As much as Kyle Hamilton has fixed the secondary and some of the issues with the big plays, I still think a guy like Dalton Kincaid could have a lot of opportunities attacking Roquan Smith, Trenton Simpson. And look, he's going to get matched up probably with Marlon Humphrey at times, Hamilton. But I do think the middle of the field can be an area maybe in that 10 to 12 yard range off the line of scrimmage that if Buffalo can be disciplined and be forced to move the ball down the field, I do think that's one area where you can find some success.
Evan Washburn of CBS joined One Bills Live earlier this week trying to help break the game down between the Bills and the Ravens. 6:30 kickoff tomorrow night. Are you ready? Are you not ready?
I'm ready.
It's a general question I'm asking the public, Joe.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought that was for us.
803-0550 is the number to call to join us at any point. We've got no guests, all gas. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you until 2 o'clock. So, how you feeling? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling bad? Are you not feeling anything at all right now? Matchups, players you want to see step it up. Anything and everything about Bills and Ravens is on the table for you here today, as we're pretty much here to hear from you throughout this afternoon.
Yeah.
And we go back to the lines and get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Mark in Buffalo. Mark, thank you for waiting. Appreciate your patience. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Not too bad.
Not too shabby.
How about you?
Hey, I'm nervous, man. I'm it's a good nervous, though. Mm-hmm. I am ready and I am willing. And if I have to, give me the order. I'll sweep the leg. No problem. My question for you guys were, as far as McDermott goes, if this is a well-coached game and we don't pull off the win, do we move on? Do we look at the entire season, the division, the wins, or are we tired and we need new scenery? Also, I have another question referring to the end of the game, if we have the ball last to avoid overtime, do we go for a two-point conversion? And I'll hang up and I'll listen to you guys answer. Thank you. Go Bills.
Yeah, Mark, I appreciate that. And I think the context matters here.
Yeah.
The way that you stated it, like if it's a well-coached game and they just happen to lose, that to me just says you have a talent discrepancy and you need to plug some of the holes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to go ahead and shame the general manager necessarily for it. It was a tough year where you had to lose a lot of veteran presence and you lost a lot of cap.
Yeah, you're in cap hell.
You were in cap hell a little bit. You had to make a lot of moves just to stay compliant.
And a lot of them were working.
If it's a well-coached game, then I have no real qualms with McDermott at all because the context is there. If there is another moment, though, another major gaffe.
Yeah.
I think the conversation turns a little bit different. I think it ends up being something where you start to look at the pattern again and you get worried. The conversation becomes more uncomfortable. I don't want to have that conversation because it's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's not one that will be realistic either.
No. We've talked about this. If, no matter what, if the Bills lose this game, I think the fan perspective is going to be the change needs to happen. Front office-wise, You're getting a lot of primetime games. Ownership-wise, you're making a lot of money. You're five straight consecutive division titles. You're in the playoffs every year. You have a talented roster. You have one of the best quarterbacks. I don't think they're going to make the change, front office-wise. As a fan, yes, I would worry about wasting more years of Josh Allen's career.
Yes.
But I think monetarily, they're not going to move on.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
And even sensibly, you have to have someone ready to go as a head coach candidate that would be a good hire.
Yeah, that could advance. That wouldn't have to grow into the position, would be able to just take what was there and move it further.
Correct.
And there's not too many of those out there.
There's not a lot of those out there. There are more of those opportunities for coaches because we're starting to see a trend where highly regarded candidates are now playing more patiently with, hey, maybe I don't take the Jets job.
Right.
Because it's one of the four that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
I can wait. Like Ben Johnson was doing with Detroit, saying straight up, no, I'm not going to take any more interviews last year because I'm in a good spot. And I know I'm in a good spot. And if we keep doing what we do, I'm going to be in consideration again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look for a better opportunity.
And Joe Brady could be thinking the same thing. He might be taking these interviews, just playing the field a little bit,
exactly,
figuring out what he wants to do. He very well could, at the end of this all, say, hey, I'm coming back with Josh Allen next year. I want to do this again.
Yeah. And that's something that would be very interesting to look at overall, because you see it all the time now with like a promising candidate, up and coming guy, goes to a team that's garbage and they're still garbage. Giants.
Yeah. I would not want Mike McCarthy showing his face in Buffalo. Like, that's not who I want to move on to.
Yes. And that's the thing, is that you need to have that, I feel like, contingency well already thought out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's opportunity to do that, because if you fire him after the playoffs, for example, after a 13-win season, yes, you'll gain all the attention of those top-tier candidates, but you also now have to wait to interview those top-tier candidates if they're in the postseason still.
Yeah.
So there's your drawback. And with a new coach comes new staff entirely.
That means some organizations.
That means Joe Brady.
Yeah. Sorry. Had to poke at the Sabres there for a minute.
I saw what you did there. I like that. That was funny. 803-0550 is the number to call. We got everyone hanging around now here. David in Tonawanda, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. First question. Just want to see how you guys would make me feel. So, KC hasn't been looking good at all this whole entire year. They've just been getting by. Also with Houston hasn't looked good at all either. What would be the odds of possibly Houston winning tonight? And then if we beat Baltimore, would that basically technically mean the Bills would end up coming back home again for the AFC Championship?
Yes.
And what would the probability be for the Bills to honestly win the Super Bowl? Because I'm seeing it right now either being the Lions and the Eagles. We beat Detroit already. So looking at it that way, I don't see how that would be a problem. But going against if it ends up being the Eagles, it could be a little bit more troublesome because of Saquon Barkley trying to make sure that our offensive line is on top of everything, making sure that the defensive side has been playing the way it is. Definitely with us being very healthy right now and not having a lot of dinged up players coming into the end of this playoff season.
So, David, I will say, let's start from the beginning there. If Houston were to beat Kansas City, if anyone remembers last year's Derek Kramer during the divisional round, that will come back out.
Mm-hmm.
18 pixie sticks, ready to go. You better win this damn game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, if Kansas City gets tripped up by Houston, I don't care how you get there.
Mm-hmm. That's my prediction. I would love to see that. I think that's more probable. Not more probable. I think it could go either way with the way David made the point. Houston's been a terrible second-half football team. They've lost their leads quite frequently this season. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs, voodoo magic, they're just getting by, as he said, right? So I'm just getting by as a stretch because, yeah, they had a 15-win season or 14, whatever it ended up
14.
Being. 14. But it was 15-win
oh,
season.
My goodness.
They had a 15-win season, but by the skin of their teeth. I think that that game could go either way. Looking on the surface of it, I don't know the line off the top of my head. I'd have to look at that probably for the next segment. I'll look in the break. But that could definitely happen. And I think Houston will be making their way to wherever whoever wins Bills Ravens.
That said, Houston is no longer a pushover.
No.
If you look at that and they win two playoff games with a battered core.
Yeah. Without Diggs, without Tank Dell.
Yeah, like you're looking at this and you suddenly have to respect them a lot more now. They're a viable threat.
Mm-hmm.
That said, if that's how it happens tonight, you better believe I'm going to come in here with a different kind of energy tomorrow.
You said it. Pixie sticks. With the Super Bowl thing, though, can I make one comment on that?
Yes. Like that's
a little far to think
yeah.
at this point because you realistically have two more games still.
You still have to have two more
you
games.
You have to have two games. And you have
against
to win
quality
both.
Opponents.
Yeah. And either way, quality opponents. Like you said, you have to respect Houston if you end up playing them.
Yes.
Yeah, I would not like to play Philly, especially... We had that mentioned a few weeks ago because you would have lost. If you lose that game, you've then lost to the entire NFC.
You know
East.
A team that's been impressive, though, and how they win different ways? Let's put a little trauma back into your system. The Rams.
Yeah. A rematch.
The Rams can get through. They really can.
They put up, I know Sam Darnold.
They had their best offensive output against Buffalo, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
And Buffalo turned out to be a tough matchup. With the Rams and their receivers on the outside.
When they clicked it on, especially when that game came down to the wire at the end there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you look back and think, okay, maybe the Rams are a caliber team. They are a division winner. They are a team that won 10 games.
And they've won a Super Bowl in the last few years.
They've won a Super Bowl in
different
the last few years.
Different team now.
But there's a pedigree there.
Mm-hmm.
The head coach and the quarterback are still there.
Yeah, and Stafford's
the wide
no one to scoff at. He's a great, great
wide receiving
quarterback.
Crew is only slightly different.
Better.
Better.
You lost OBJ. Like,
and you got Nacua.
Yeah.
So it looks a little more threatening in that sense. The running game. Kyren Williams, easily an upgrade over the running backs they had in that Super Bowl. Cam Akers, anyone?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
So I'm not even going to look at the NFC opponents until if and when we ever see that. Because that's a little too hopeful, I think.
Yeah. And you're going to have to play it by ear, but I think if you did have to, play any of those teams, I think they're winnable games, but you're just looking at game plans from teams you've already played. If I'm playing the Eagles, I'm looking at the Baltimore game plan, in all seriousness. If I'm playing the Lions, I'm looking at Denver's game plan with their defensive front.
But ready?
You've played the Lions,
The
too.
Thing is that you also will have found a way to win against a team run heavy if you made it to this point.
Exactly.
You're looking at the win against Baltimore. If that were to happen.
Yeah, use that game plan if you have to. But I like the...
But Philly also brags a pair of talented receivers on the outside.
Very much.
I would be looking at the Rams game if
that's right.
The case.
A little more balanced of a game,
A lot more balanced of an attack that they have. They just use Barkley in a way that he is so dynamic.
He's just an animal.
He almost got the regular season record for rushing this year. But it wasn't like Kyren Williams was a slouch or anything.
No, not at all.
But I would use that plan because there is a balance here that you have to respect.
Yeah.
I'm respecting Devontae Smith. I'm respecting A.J. Brown. Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
Tell me that the Bills don't have problems with quality tight ends because the league has problems with quality tight ends.
Yeah.
I would be looking at all of those and going, okay, this is going to be a little bit of a problem. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's very forward thinking.
We get there.
Yeah. You have to get there first.
Like we as a fan base, we have to get there. We have to see this team win. We have to see everything happen. And right now we can do nothing about it except conjecture.
Yep. Speculate. That's it.
That's it.
Hypotheticals.
That's all we're going in on. We'll take another caller here before we go to the break. We'll go to Matt. Matt, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm just going to fire off what I did last week, and it keeps rolling into the national media. I hate reading this stuff. I can't wait for this game tomorrow. I got one more sleepless night. But I'm sick of the disrespect that this Bills team just keeps getting. They got it last week with everybody picking Denver because of their defense, and they got silenced real quick. Now, you figure a little bit more would be on 17, but it's on the whole team tomorrow because the bottom line is everyone's going to be keying on number 22, and number 8 probably won't even be a factor, I'm hoping. But the bottom line is this. When you've got number 17, you can win any game, anytime. So let's go Bills, baby. Forget the national media. Forget the doubters. This is our time, finally.
Matt, I appreciate the call.
And yeah.
I'm gonna help out your sanity a little bit with that.
We want you to get some sleep.
if you want to watch any national media at this point, like go check out NFL Live if you're watching ESPN. Don't watch any of the other shows for your sanity, please.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
None of the debate format talk show. None. Because they all have to have a differing opinion.
I'll tell you
and
right,
they'll die on those hills.
I'll tell you right now. Like it's something that like actually Trevor Howard and I, we talked about this actually as I drove in today. The shame here with ESPN is the person that they really should be giving the top billing to, the person that knows ball the most, is Mina Kimes.
Mina, yep.
And she doesn't do it in a hot, takey style.
Nope.
She's a breakdown style. She will discuss what is going on, why, and she will bring the stats, bring the tape, looking at something, and try to admire it.
Mm-hmm. She's got evidence.
She's got evidence, but she also wants to use it in a way that it backs up the claims, but it's not to be hot takey.
Yeah, it's not to clip farm.
It's not click farm. She's very good with that portion of it. And they really need, I really do think they need to put her on that kind of a pedestal. But she also does not join those hot take debate shows, if you've noticed, because it's not her style.
Right.
And that's what I respect the hell out of her for. So there's your sanity. Now, that said, why are the Bills getting this disrespect? Welcome to the round that they keep losing in.
Yeah.
Earn it.
The team has to earn it. They have to win.
They have to win.
He said it himself. Yeah, number 17 can do it, win any game, but the whole team has to be there tomorrow.
Exactly.
The big boys in the front, the big boys on the defense, everybody. It's got to be a collective effort. You cannot let them get ahead. Like you did the last time.
Exactly.
No 80-something yard touchdown runs to kick it off for them.
No.
That set you back
immediately.
Not to mention. And you were in panic mode.
That game, also, the offense started poorly.
It was very bad. That was in the peak of the slow starts for the Bills offense.
Yes.
The extremely slow starts.
And welcome to the problem. What happened against Denver last week?
A slow start. You couldn't answer back for that touchdown right off whip. You got a field goal.
You got to make sure, if you're the Bills, you got to stop with the slow starts because now you can't get away with it anymore.
No. There's not next week to learn from. It's survive in advance.
Yes. And one way to help you survive is to get off to a better start.
Yeah. Get out in front of them. Make them panic and have to find you
because
that's where the mistakes are made.
Because now the Bills do not have a defensive consistency
Mm-mm.
to get away with it right now.
No.
And that's nothing detrimental to them. It's if you have to engage in a track meet, it's better to start off strong.
Yeah.
And these two offenses are high caliber. You've got to start strong. Have to. I'm not gonna bemoan the defense unless there are plays to be made. There's context that has to matter here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be something I'm going to say all throughout. Context matters. Context matters. Don't just look at the highlights. Don't just look at the box score. And that's my biggest problem with the national media is that, you know, yeah, you don't have the time to watch every game. You don't have time to dig into the context. It's okay. You're human. But it matters. The context matters. And that's where it is that if there are plays to be made tomorrow on defense, they have to be made.
Yeah.
Because you have players that you did reward with contract extensions. You have players that should still be up-and-comers on this squad. They got to make a play if it's there for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And luckily, they have their starters.
Create your luck.
Yeah.
Because you're going to need it a little bit throughout the postseason.
See, that's the thing. That's the stat that cannot be measured numerically in a way, anyway. Luck. And that's what a lot of people fail to leave out. The Chiefs, 15-win season, 85% luck with blocking field, everything, right? Doinking in for the division, How like, about, like
how about
all
doinking
that?
In to win a game?
Yeah, exactly.
In the playoffs. Washington.
Yes.
Washington beats Tampa, doinking a field goal in.
That's not, that can't go on the stat sheet, luck. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, the field goal is going to go on the stat sheet.
It still counts as 3 points no matter what.
Yeah.
But the thing is that that was nearly rejected.
Yes. Luck is a force that you cannot measure.
But you can create some.
Yeah. You got to take advantage of it when it presents itself.
You can create the opportunities for that luck to show up. And that's what I mean about the defense, having to make the plays when they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo has yet to lose the turnover battle this year. They tied 5 times with other teams.
Never been in the losing column, though.
They've never lost the turnover battle a single game this year. Is it a coincidence that they won 13, now 14? In this calendar year? No. It's not a coincidence anymore. It's how you win. The Bills' defense gives up yards. But what do? They find a way. They create their own luck, get the turnover, and there it is. Like a ball bouncing on the ground. That is not an easy thing to corral.
No. Especially.
So there needs to be a little bit of good fortune for where that ball bounces sometimes.
Yeah. It's an oblong object.
But how do you create that luck? Ball's got to hit the ground first.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's got to strip it. That's creating your own luck. That's creating your own good fortune. That is creating a chance to at least get the ball and take it away.
Yeah.
A deflected pass, and all of a sudden, it's now wayward. You have a chance. How many times did we see DeMar Hamlin almost get an interception against Denver? Seriously.
And then he actually, like, at the end, almost had it.
But again.
But he was floating around it.
That's creating opportunity for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Creating the luck.
Yep.
It ends up going on the bad side, but.
But it was fourth down anyway, so.
But you made your own luck trying to get the football anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You created that opportunity by having a hand, a big meaty paw.
Yeah.
Sticking up there to swat that thing and change its direction, change its trajectory.
Right. Ty Johnson's big catch in the end zone. Yes, that was impressive.
I look at the touchdown Amon-Ra St. Brown scored against the Bills.
Yeah.
That pass was deflected.
It was.
But it still got to him.
Right.
So you did create an opportunity. It just didn't go your way.
Right. Like I was saying, the Ty Johnson catch, that's luck. His foot bounced up. It was the perfect time.
Oh, my
God. Like, it was, that is the epitome of luck. Because it wasn't hit. I mean, it might have been him lifting his foot up. But it's just momentum at that point.
You're
the way he hit
the ground. You're also creating the opportunity because what's he doing? He's roaming about, trying to find himself open.
64 yards he ran.
Trying to get himself open. And Josh Allen has to buy himself time. Last minute.
Yep. Three guys closing in on him.
On a rope.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball's just a little short. So it's not a clean catch. It's not, or like a clean opportunity. And Ty Johnson has to slide on the ground, pick his foot up,
mm-hmm.
and make sure nothing is touching the boundary.
Outside of bounds, yeah.
As he has to corral this thing in. That is creating your luck, that entire play. Because what happened? Game flips.
Yep.
Now it's just done. You're cooked. Good night. Let's get to next week. Create those opportunities because they will reward you if you have the chance to get there. Be out, like, that's the thing. And like you said, you can't measure it, but you can create those opportunities.
Yeah.
803-0550 is the number to call. Mitch, I see you on hold. Stay there. We got to get to a break. As we keep rolling on here, Bills and Ravens tomorrow night, 6:30 kickoff from Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, we're here for you now. We'll be here for you at 10 a.m. tomorrow as well here on WGR.